This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
All right, man. Episode 33. This is,
it's a painful one.
This is where we vent, right? It's been 3 days. It's been 3 days now.
I'm still not over it.
I'm still getting nightmares of Rosario, right? Unbelievable.
Oh, man. I mean, you got to tip your hat to the guy.
You're right. I mean, you got to tip your hat to the Braves. I mean, they came through. Their bats came through. Our bats didn't at the right. Their bats came through at the right time. Yep. Ours didn't.
I mean, you know what's funny? Something I want to point out is that I feel like as Dodger fans here, we were so hyped up and jazzed when we got Scherzer and Trey Turner at the deadline. We were like, dude, we're gold. We're solid.
Yeah.
And little do we know, you look over here at this GM with the Braves, goes and gets Soler, goes and gets Jock, goes and gets Eddie Rosario. That guy looks like a genius right now. So, I know, man. I hope he's getting paid. Somebody pay that GM.
I know. And that's a good point you make up, because they did it because of the injuries, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, and it worked out. Obviously, Rosario's not better at Cunha, but he probably hit better way than Cunha would have done against us. But who knows?
When you're hot, you're hot, man. And that's baseball, though. You know, the team that gets hot is the team that's going to go deep, and they're hot, man.
Yeah, it's not like basketball where the best team usually always wins. Baseball, yeah. I mean, if you're hot at the right time, usually, like, especially Rosario, all of a sudden he's the best hitter in the game. But going back to the injury part, so like, obviously, we dealt with our injuries. Can't make excuses. Everyone on the team has injuries. But our injuries happen. Our injuries happen at the worst time. Their injuries happened when they could go and pick a trade for someone. Our injuries happened right in the playoff.
That's a great point. Their injuries happened in the beginning of the season. I mean, one of them wasn't even an injury. I mean, we're not going to get into, we're not going to get into him. But, they happened early in the season where they knew they had time to make up for it. And don't forget, the Braves were sub 500 at the All-Star break. That's how incredible of a run they went on. If you think about it, they were sub 500 at the All-Star break, and now they're in the World Series, possibly about to go up one game to none. So,
yeah. Because we lose Muncy, and then we lose Kershaw right at the end. You know what I mean? Yep. And then we have to throw in Souza and then put Beatty in. And
then we lose Turner at third. We lose Kelly. You know what I mean? It's just
– but injury's part of the game. I'm not blaming it. The Mannix, I mean, what it is, they play better than us. And then our bats.
Yeah.
You said it in we our – stopped hitting. You said it before the playoffs. You said, I'm worried about the bats, man. It's boom or bust. And that's what it was.
Never die by the home run. Live or die by the home run. And you know, you kept on talking to the whole entire playoffs. I mean, what's this team going to look like next season? This is the last time we might see this group of Dodgers together.
That's another sad thing too. That's another sad part because we might not have the same team. And this team, you know what, this whole season, it's like we are I think we put in too much trying to chase the I blame the Giants for the season.
blame San Francisco.
They were supposed to be bad. We were supposed to win this division easy, right? And then
it was supposed to be the Padres we were worried about. Remember, that was the hype. We were worried about the Padres. And then
106 games, you play a wild card, a big wild card game against the Cardinals. You have to get up for that. Then you have to get up for
this played out perfectly into the Braves' hands. They let us and the Giants just focus on each other, go back and forth, and sneakily, quietly, here come the Braves, and then just sweep out the rug from under our feet. You know, same thing happened with Tampa. I think Tampa was so focused. Everybody's like, oh, it's Tampa and Houston. Here come the Red Sox.
I know. It hurts, man.
It sucks, man. It does. We should be at yards right now.
Yeah,
we
are
with the boys.
Slick. The only thing
I blame? I blame Slick. Slick did not come out enough times during the playoffs.
I agree, man. Let's start with Slick on that. The only thing that's happy is what our livers and our bank accounts.
Saying the same thing. God, I can get it back on a diet now. I can start working out again. Oh God, I don't have to eat onion ring towers at Yard House every single night.
I don't think, and then all the rally shots.
Sometimes the happy hour end. Oh, come on. But you know what, though? Shout out to Yard House. They definitely took care of us. They treated us very well throughout that playoff run, as they always do. So
that was amazing.
Good pizza over there.
I don't even want to start.
Tip your bartenders.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even want to start talking about the – because we're a long way from free agency. But Well, our team's going to be different for sure, right? What'd Seager say? He wants to stay in LA. He's saying that now, but money talks, obviously.
I think he's saying that now just to appease the fans a little bit. But once the money, once I think the Yankees came calling, everybody's saying he's going to the Yankees. There's rumors flying everywhere. Yeah. The Yankees are interested. We'll see. I mean, Kershaw, is this his last? We've seen Kershaw's last time in a Dodger jersey. What sure's are going to happen? What's going to happen? You know, there's so much. I mean,
yeah, too much to even predict at this point. But Freeman doesn't really put out the big bucks. They were saying, I know he did with Mookie, but is he going to throw out another $300 million? I don't know.
And especially with Scherzer, I mean, he said before he got traded, he said he wanted a 3-year wherever he goes. He doesn't want to be a rental player. He wants to stay there for 3 years. I actually think the Angels are going to come knocking, and I think they're going to come. They're going to back up the Brinks truck for Scherzer. I think they're going to add him to the lineup. I don't know if it's going to help them, because I feel like they got – the Angels got like 4 superstars, and then the rest is all just garbage.
I know.
So
– yeah, that's interesting too.
And then no farm system.
Yeah, next year we'll have May back. That will help.
That'll help big time.
Walker. Our bullpen's amazing. Kenley's a free agent. I think we'll resign him, don't you? Dude, what a post.
I think so. Yeah. I think he's going to stay here. If Scherzer and – let's just play devil's advocate here. If Scherzer and Kershaw are done, we know Bauer's not coming back probably. That only leaves us with what? May,
Walker,
Bauer,
May,
Buehler.
Gonsolin and Urias.
And we need another pitcher, I still think.
Which we could go get one, obviously.
But I still think we need another pitcher. And that's going to be the focus, I think.
Dude, so say we lose Trey and Scherzer, and obviously we didn't win the ring. Now we lost 2 of our prospects. Right? You know, you think about that sometimes because they're used as rentals. But if we re-sign them, then it's fine. But because we got rid of Ruiz and who? The other pitcher. What was that guy? Who's the pitcher we got rid of? He's on Nationals. He was dealing freaking the catcher Ruiz, and then the guy we traded. You know, yeah, he pitched like a couple starts.
I know what you're talking about. To be honest, man, I don't want to go this deep into it, because, like you said, we got so much time between free agency. Yeah. Who knows who we're going to get? But if we don't make some major moves and bring in some players, I think it could start to be downhill for the Dodgers right now, and I worry about that, because we just saw what these bats did in the postseason. Right now, we have to make some changes.
Yeah.
You know, and if we're losing some of these players and we're losing some of these pitchers, we need to hit free agency hard, and we need to completely regroup here. So
I agree. I still think it was a hell of a season. It's fun season, dude. Like,
absolutely.
CT3 walk off, belly comeback, dude. We had fun. I mean, you can't. It was a hell.
I had a blast.
Yeah.
The whole town knows we had a blast.
Yeah, exactly. So, and a lot of 9 straight seasons and going in deep playoff runs, that's fun, man. A lot of teams can't say that. It's just like you expect so much more, but at least
we did expect a lot more. But you know, at this point, I'll say this, to put a bow and wrap up this Dodger season, I'm just going to say this. Let's go Braves.
Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Please, up, Braves.
Up 5-1 now. Yeah, please. Please, man.
Beat Houston. And did you see a crazy stat on this Braves? Did you see that Jock Peterson, if he wins this World Series, will only be the 8th person in history of baseball to win back-to-back World Series with 2 different teams? And not only that, he will be the first person in history to win back-to-back World Series in 2 years, playing for 3 teams during that span.
Got to give it up for Jock. Did you see what he was saying in like his pregame like interviews? What was one comment? It was just like, oh no, he's saying the Dodger teammates were texting him and said, "Dude, props to you, man. We love you, man. Just now go beat the Astros."
Yeah, dude, I believe it.
Come on,
I believe it. I mean, yeah, beat the Astros, dude. I'm sure the Dodgers want him to win. The Dodgers, I'm sure, are rooting for him to win it over the freaking Astros.
It's 5-1. It's 5-1 now, but Morton got hurt. We'll see. Braves are still cursed.
That's big.
Braves are still cursed. So even if they're up 3-0, Astros could still come back. You know what I mean?
I agree. Just, it's not over until they actually win one. So the curse is still there, I think. All Atlanta sports, we'll see. You know, and that's what worries me. You got Georgia. Georgia in football is the best team in the country right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to find a way to choke it? You know, so we'll see.
I hope not for Atlanta fans. They're They're good.
Been
fans,
through enough. So. They've been through enough. Somebody stop. They're already dead.
Oh man. All right. Well, that wraps up the Dodgers season. Yeah. I mean, we'll start talking free agency in the, I don't know, down the road. But
I'll still give me some more time to get over it. But
hey, we gave our best effort. We were there.
We did. Rally shots. We know we took you think we do those because we like those? No, we're doing those for the team. We're doing those for Los Angeles. We're doing that for the pod. All right. You think we like free Jameson shots?
Yeah. You think I like feeling like shit in the morning? No, but we do it for the doctor.
And you gotta be at your real job early.
Yeah, leave the bar at 2, get up, work at 4. Unbelievable.
You know, we do this for LA.
Oh man, well, let's take the other LA team. Let's talk about them. I mean, it's so early in the season. We still got injuries. Tucker's out. Ariza's out.
Very early.
But a rough start to the season. I know we won Sunday, but geez, 0-2. It's Friday night.
We beat Memphis. We did not look good in the first couple games, I don't think. I mean, we'll go live update right now. Last I saw is, okay, let's see. Oh, we took the lead. We were chasing 12 going into the fourth quarter. Lakers are up by 1 right now with 5.5 to go. The Spurs. So we'll see what happens.
No LeBron tonight, so that would be a big win without LeBron.
No LeBron. I'm still worried, dude. I'm still worried.
Dude, you see this? But you see these next 6 games? This might be our easiest stretch of the year. So after the Spurs, we got Thunder, Cavs, back-to-back with Rockets, and then Thunder. Dude, we got to go on a – dude, we got to win 6 in a row here, hopefully.
We could win all those games, which might make it even worse, I think. People are going to get up and people think, oh my God, this team's so amazing. But it's like, whoa, timeout, pump the brakes. You still got a whole nother 50 plus games. Let's see if these old legs can last that long. Because honestly, I don't know. I don't, we're a Dodger podcast. We're a Laker podcast. Yeah. We're an LA sports podcast. And I don't want to, I don't want to talk ill will of the Lakers. I'm rooting for them. I just, since day one, I do not feel that this experiment of the oldest team in NBA history is going to work out well. We might win all these easy games now, but I think come down the stretch, come February and March when it's crunch time and we need to, you know, we need key victories, I'm worried if this team is going to be able to have the legs for it.
I'll give you that. I think as the season goes on, I think we'll get better, obviously, because they'll start gelling. But I see what you mean. I know.
Look, game two, you already have AD and Howard getting into it on the bench. I mean, I'm still waiting for LeBron and Russ to get into it in the locker room too, because I feel like that's coming. You got Rondo. You see Rondo with his like stupid on the sideline. And I love how the fan gets thrown out of the game. Like, really?
I know.
Like, is the league going to do anything to Rondo? I mean, I'm not calling for like, you know, suspension thing, but really, like, come on. We have to hold some people accountable.
And I've always
here.
Been
you can't
a
West- just put your fingers in a guy's face with a gun.
And I've always been a Westbrook guy. I love watching him play. But, dude, this guy's, like I said, I was telling you, he thinks he's Kobe, dude. But Sunday, I liked how he played. Dude, just get the assist, drive to the hole. Mm-hmm. That's your game. Stop shooting threes, man. Unbelievable.
I think Russ is one of the keys to this season. It's either he's going to get on board with LeBron's game plan because he wants to win a ring bad enough, or his ego is just not going to allow him to, and he's going to think that he wants to be the guy, and it's not going to end well if that's the case.
Yeah. And then I also see there's too many DeAndre Jordan minutes so far, dude.
I know.
Dude, we got to change that up. You can't be starting every game, bro.
Nah. I mean, Russ is having a great game right now. I saw DeAndre was on the line earlier. I think he missed one, but Russ – they just pulled him right now out of the game, but just a breather. He's got 27 points tonight.
Nice. That's what he's supposed to do when LeBron's out. I like it.
Exactly. And he's pissed. He's just throwing stuff on the bench right now.
Is he?
I don't see again. These attitudes are going to have to find their way out of the team. You're up by 1. You're playing a great game. You got your 5th foul. You're mad at the ref for the foul, whatever, but dude, you can't be throwing stuff right now. You need to keep your head in the game.
And I know we lost Caruso, but dude, I think we got a new Caruso. This Austin Reeves kid, dude, looks all right.
He's been solid. I like what I see so far. And luckily, he's under 40, so that helps.
Yeah.
I'm still not going to get over the age thing right now, man. Sorry.
I know. And let's talk about Melo a little bit, dude. How many times is Melo going to do that? What, 28 points on Sunday? He was on fire. But the thing is, we're not going to get that every night. It's going to be.
I'd rather Melo 12 points every single night than have one night of 30 points and the next night of nothing. I'd rather Melo a consistent 10 to 12 points every night. If he can do that the whole entire season.
That's one ginormous step.
That's
a great point, because guess what he has right now? 2 points.
There you go. And guess what? They're down by two right now.
He's 0 for 5 tonight. See, so you're like, I said maybe a few podcasts ago, I said, Melo, all we need is like 25 minutes, score 15 points. Now he has 0 points.
Totally. You know, I get, I'm going to go back to it. I'm just worried how it's going to end up down the stretch. And here's another point. And this is my fresh take. We live in Los Angeles. We have the Dodgers. We got the Kings. We got the Lakers. We got the Rams. We got all these big name teams right now. They're all supposed to produce. I'm worried that as LA fans, and I'm guilty of this too. Believe me, I am guilty of this too. We get very blinded by Tinseltown and, you know, these big names. And I think a lot of Laker fans right now are all hyped up because they got these big names on the team. It's only one ball on that court. That's a very small court. I just worry. I just worry that we're not being realistic on how this could end up. I hope I'm wrong. But I'm looking at the realistic part of it.
I see what you mean, man. Obviously, we know LeBron and AD can play together. The Westbrook, we'll see, because you know he needs the ball all the time, and then sometimes he thinks he's Kobe. So that might, we'll see.
LeBron and AD can play together when AD is healthy.
Yeah, don't forget I know. That's that another thing. You know? Is he gonna stay? Yeah,
he's,
I know.
He's
I know.
Glass.
I know.
So you put a guy who's injury prone with all these old dudes. It worries me.
We'll see. It's gonna be an interesting season. I think hopefully we win the Dewey. We better beat all these teams that are coming up, unless LeBron's gonna be out for those games. But
we need to
should be able to win with AD and Westbrook, you would think.
Yeah, dude. Doesn't he have somebody? He's got Babs Bunny and Daffy Duck. They can't come play off the bench for him to fill in. Come on. Toon Squad.
All right. But so Laker experience, it's a work in progress. That's all we have to say, right?
Yeah. The other thing, I was talking to a big Laker fan the other day, and I was like, okay, if this thing's going to fail, I hope it fails early so we have time to make adjustments to make a playoff run. We don't want this thing to fail come right before the playoffs. If they need to make adjustments, it needs to be in the early part of the season. So time will tell.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's go straight into NFL, man. Dude, where should we begin on NFL? Chiefs?
I was going to say that Titans-Chiefs game. We called that last week. That was going to be, I think, one of the marquee games. And the Chiefs, I don't know, man. I said it. What if this is the Chiefs?
Dude, 2 years ago, they were talking dynasty. And now.
Let's
first take an ESPN settle down with this, like, oh, is Mahomes washed? Nah, dude, they're just looking for – it's like, dude, that's all stupid. I think he has to, like I said a couple of pods ago, I think the defense is that bad. Dude, they're the worst in the league.
It's terrible. I'm telling you, it's Swiss cheese. To every quarterback that faces them right now, is he's just going to pass on them. It's bad.
So I think he has to do too much, and he's making bonehead plays. Obviously, he knows that. He's already has 13 picks, which is crazy.
It's not good.
But I don't see it turning around, do you?
I don't either. That's the thing. Unless they make some big, huge move before trade deadline, I don't see it turning around.
Maybe their offense will turn around, but dude, their defense not going to stop anyone. How about the Titans? Are they for real? They beat the Bills and then Chiefs back to back.
You know what's funny? I did not think. If you do remember early preseason predictions, I had the Titans missing out on the playoffs. I'll eat my words on that. They might be for real. I think they figured it out, dude. I mean, as long as I think the key is Henry has to stay healthy though.
Oh, I know. And then
if Henry goes down, I think they're done.
I still think their D is pretty garbage.
I agree. But I think they could win a playoff game based on their D, because I think Vrabel's a great coach. He will draw something up to be able to stop something. Same way he did it against the Patriots a couple years ago in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You know, and then the very next game they went and like shit the bed. So I feel they'll stop. They can, it's all matchups. They'll zone up against somebody very well and maybe beat them, but then get blown out. So I don't think they're going to win at all. But
if you're right, if you got Henry and then you could set up the play action with, a Julio and an AJ Brown, unstoppable with that offense.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you a team that I think everybody is still kind of hyped on, and I'm jumping off right now, and that is the Ravens.
Oh,
I don't think the Ravens.
Hey, that was your pick, Bengals. Real. Bengals plus 6.5.
That wasn't Ange, big dude. for Ange. Dude,
Bengals, man.
For you, Ange.
That offense is, dude. That offense for the future, the near, dude. That's scary, man. All those guys are young.
Yeah, I like the Bengals this year. Actually, I wouldn't have said that preseason, but I do like the Bengals the way they look right now. I think they're going to win the division because I think the Steelers. No. I don't think the Browns don't have it. They're not clicking right now. They might sneak into the playoffs as a wild card, but I don't think so. I don't have any faith in the Ravens, to be honest, right now. I think you watch your boys on First Take and the Jump Off, whatever, all these shows. Dude, they are so far up Lamar's ass. It's incredible. And I don't think he's for real, dude. He's a running back slash wide receiver. I don't think he's a good quarterback, but that's just my take.
No, that's your take. I think he's amazing. I think that's the reason the Ravens only have a chance. I don't know. But dude, he's I don't think he's gonna stay healthy. Dude, this guy's running. Me and boys were watching. I was like, dude, he runs too much. There's, I think he's gonna get hurt.
In the league, hopefully, figured him out. He reminds me a little bit about Kaepernick. When Kaepernick first came in the league, he was all over the place, just running and throwing, doing everything. What happened the very next year? The league figured him out. The league has figured out, I think, Jackson. They know how to contain him a little bit better now. You're not seeing him what he did in his first season that he blew up. I don't know. I don't think he's a runner. I don't think he's a quarterback. He's a runner.
I'll give you that. As long as he's healthy, though, he's going to make some amazing plays, but I don't know. He's got to slide. Hey, Bengals, dude. Chase.
Bengals are for real, Ange.
Chase, rookie of the year for sure. That guy's been unbelievable,
big time.
Let's talk about. Remember when some of these teams that were 3-0, Panthers, the Garbage,
Denver,
dude. Oh my gosh. Who Denver, else?
Who else was 3-0 at one point? remember when the Packers lost to the Saints?
Oh my gosh, dude. I know. We're like, hey, everyone was panicking, and now they're that's another thing. Speaking of the Packers, so we have like one of the best Thursday night games, and of course, Adams and Lazard COVID list. Dude, I thought the Big C is still around. I totally
Lazard forgot. I didn't see the Lazard news.
Lazard too. And,
was that today?
Yeah, today.
Oh, it's Packers Cardinals too. Wow.
Dude, I thought the Big C
DJ, I'm looking at it right now. Arizona -6.5.
Dude, it was like a 2-point game. It was like a 2-point or 3-point spread. Now it's
Arizona -6.5. I got it right now. Give me the Packers.
Yeah, Rodgers will find a way to keep it.
Rodgers on prime time. How many times we've talked about this? Rodgers on prime time will get you paid.
All right. Speaking of the Cardinals, only team undefeated still. Dude, Murray, that guy's unbelievable to watch. Huh?
He's very good. I actually love watching him. I actually like watching him a lot. I think he's one of those guys that maybe is he the next Mahomes? In fact, that like people thought he was too small. People thought he didn't have a big enough arm. And now look, he's proven everybody wrong. I love watching him.
And that Ertz pickup was huge. He already scored his first week. He's still AJ Green. He's still, Hopkins.
Yeah.
But do you still consider, do you think they're actually going to win the Super Bowl?
No. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl. All right. Timeout.
Lakers are – we have to give Laker updates. How are we looking?
We got a tie game with 32 seconds left. Oh, my.
Who's got the ball?
Well, hold on. Spurs just missed a free throw, and who were we just talking about getting hurt?
AD.
He is down – on the ground, grabbing his knee, rolling around in pain. It looked like a no contact injury.
You got to be kidding me. Are you serious, dude?
But I mean, I do have to say, hold on, give it some time because basketball players are one step up above soccer players. He should be right back up off his feet and really quick. But I didn't see much contact. He's still on the ground. Trainers are out there. Uh-oh. All right, they're helping him up.
Dude, this guy's glass.
He's testing out the knee. He's limping. He's walking around a circle trying to test it out. He's stretching it out. Eesh, I don't know. We'll see, man. This is game four. Come on, AD. I think he just kind of got, maybe he got, took a knee to the side of the knee, just jumped wrong, landed wrong. I don't know.
Oh, but dude, I just, we were just talking.
And he's fine.
He's fine.
I'm telling you, man, NBA players are one step above soccer players.
Dude, early in the game, when I was listening on the radio, Ireland's like, and AD's down, his shoulder, it doesn't look good. And then like 2 seconds later, he did an ollie-oop. And it's like,
it's going to happen. Yeah, he's on the court. He looks fine. And oh, and he just went for an ollie-oop and he missed it. We are still tie game. Spurs got the ball, 20 seconds left, 114-114. 1 second difference in the shot clock. So Spurs will take the last shot. Let's see what happens here. Somebody calls a timeout.
Are you going to call it? You usually call everything.
I'm calling overtime. That's what I'm calling, overtime. Let's see. 5-4-3 Spurs for the win. We're going overtime.
OT.
OT.
Okay.
All right. You asked me, do I think the Cardinals are going to win the Super Bowl? And I'm going to go with no. I just don't see it happening. I think, honestly, as stacked as the NFC is, I think the Packers are going to be very hard to beat.
Don't forget the Cowboys, Brady, baby.
Exactly. Tommy. I think you're going to see those three teams pull out ahead.
Rams eventually. Man.
Well, the Cardinals beat the Rams. So
no, props, I know. Yeah.
Props to the props on that, but they still got to play them one more time.
NFC is stacked, dude.
Yeah.
That is
stacked. I think NFC, I mean
AFC, yeah. AFC, there, I mean, Bills,
Raiders still alive, dude. Raiders chipping a chair, dude.
Gruden was holding him back, man.
Raiders still alive. We talked about Tennessee. Tennessee is going to be in there.
Let's Chiefs might
make about the Chargers.
Chargers, man. Let's go. We'll see. I think we know that what teams are going to be in the mix. Now we know the shit teams, the Jets, the Jags, yeah. Which we already knew.
Your probably Houston.
Houston.
Miami. Thanks for playing the Jets. I mean, your quarterback's out now, so I don't even know. Tell me who the Jets' backup is right now. Go.
It was Mike White or something. Did you see him?
Exactly. It was.
But you know who they just signed? Flacco, dude. He's back. Flacco's back.
He's got a ring, dude. He's got a ring.
Oh my god!
We drop some dimes out there.
We'll see.
That's actually, I mean,
dude, Patriots—they're on the outside looking in a little bit, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they still need to turn some things around.
I think they're gonna play spoiler down the stretch because, dude, they're a hard team to beat. Dude, they get Cowboys. They get Bucks.
And I think the AFC, there's so much parity. There's everybody's just clumped up. Anybody could win in those divisions.
Yeah, so, we'll see.
It's going to be good. I'm excited.
I am too. I can't believe we're at week 8. Dude, NFL season goes by so fast.
Wasn't it just like yesterday we were sitting with McGinley?
I know, man. That was like week 2, right?
Week 1. That was opening day.
Oh, my gosh, man. We're going to have to go.
Week 1 opening day. Let's see. Any other big marquee games on the docket this week that we can – start to take a look at. Oh, we got a
Steelers-Browns ain't bad.
Steelers-Browns not bad. Bucks-Saints.
Bucks-Saints. That's a decent one, dude. I already see a fishy line.
Hold on. Let me see. Fishy line case. Not KC minus 10. It's not Tampa Bay minus 5. I don't think. The Cowboys-Vikings does seem a little bit weird.
That seems a little bit weird, but who's the hottest team in the AFC right now?
Chargers.
No, who's won the last two against Bills and Chiefs?
Hold on, let me scroll back up. You're talking Buffy minus 13.5?
No.
Hold on, then Monday night.
No, Titans minus 1 at Colts. Dude, they just beat dude, everyone's going to be Titans on that, dude. Colts might be the lock of the year.
You know what, dude? It took me a second. I had to realize you're right. You're right.
Dude, the public's going to be all – dude, they just beat the Bills and Chiefs?
You're totally right. That's a good call.
Oh, my gosh, man. Everyone's going to be taking Titans on that. I think Colts.
That's a good call. I like that.
Colts at home? Like that.
Yeah, I think we hammer that. Are we giving a preview to our locks? Are we giving a preview to our action for later this week? That's a good call.
That's a weird line. And do that Cowboys Vikings weird line. Everyone's going to be on the Cowboys too. You know that.
You know what I love? I'll take the over in that game then.
What is it? 55? Ooh, dude. Yeah.
That take the be. Over that.
Cousins and Prime. The thing is with Cousins and Primetime is horrible, right? That's what I think. What's the stat on that? Like, I think it's pretty bad.
I see both teams just throwing the ball in that game nonstop.
Yeah. And then Chiefs have a chance to redeem themselves Monday night against the Giants.
Dude, what if the Giants like keep that close?
Oh man.
Why is that a Monday night game?
I don't know. That's a horrible Monday night game.
You remember the Thursday night games used to be just piss poor. Now the Thursday night games are better than the Monday night games, I feel like.
Yeah, I know. Dude, how about let's talk a little college? I think Cincy's gonna get screwed, dude.
Real quick before I jump to Cincy, I see something else I like. Real quick, we were all over the Lions getting the points at the Rams in that revenge game.
Yeah. Who they got this week?
That was a lock. It's Rams minus 14.5 at Houston.
And Tyrod's back. I kind of like Texans.
That hook is going to kill people. I kind of like the Texans in that, getting that 14.5. Texans just lose by 14.
If Tyrod's back, we're hammering Texans, dude.
You know, so that's another one I just looked at right now. A little preview. We got to do our research still.
I think, no, we'll talk a little college, but I think, dude, Cincy's going to get screwed, don't you?
Cincy's going to get screwed, and I think it doesn't help that Notre Dame hasn't looked phenomenal, that their big win has been against a team that a lot of people have kind of written off. I don't think it's going to help. Cincy's going to get screwed.
What do you think is going to – I mean, and then who's going to – see. Dude, it's going to go – dude, Oklahoma is the number – dude, Oklahoma, there's no way they're – dude, Oklahoma's not a number four team, bro.
I agree. I don't think they're that good, especially now they got the other quarterback in.
But that guy's actually probably better, huh? But they still don't – I don't know.
He might be. I never had faith in Rattler. But I think what's crazy is you don't forget is that Georgia and Bama are still going to have to play each other if everything stands like this for the SEC championship.
Yeah.
If Georgia can beat Bama, Bama has two losses. There's no way they get in. Okay, right?
But I think they're going to get screwed because Bama will probably beat Georgia. And
that's what I'm worried about. We've seen this movie so many different times. Same movie, same end. Different movie, same ending. You know what I mean? Yeah. Watch Bama's going to beat Georgia, and they're both going to get in. And then the argument's going to be, well, we can't put them 2-3 or 1-4 because we can't let them play in the semifinal. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
this is the one flaw. We need an 18 playoff,
right? Yeah. It needs to happen soon because I think someone's going to get screwed this year, and then they're going to vote, and it's going to have to. You're going to have to expand it.
Yeah, I know. I'll tell you who's bandwagon I'm on right now, dude. I'm on the freaking Wake Forest Demon Deacon bandwagon. That's who's bandwagon I'm on, dude. 7-0. Come on, give them a little love. Yeah, out in Salem, Winston, North Carolina. Give them a little love,
dude. They should be in the top. They should be in the top four.
You know, you also got Michigan State, who's 7-0, but who have they played? They haven't played anybody yet.
They play Michigan. This is a big game, right? They play Michigan.
Yeah, this weekend, both 7-0. Actually, I think it's one of the first times they've both been undefeated to play each other, and possibly forever. I don't know.
Oh wow.
But and Oregon had a big
dude. UCLA, another tough loss.
It was a very tough loss. I got to give credit to that kid, though. That kid came in cold. Late in the fourth quarter, he actually looked pretty decent.
I know.
Just made one mistake. You know, he was trying to carry the team on his back. I give the kid a lot of credit. He's young. I think he's going to be solid. He's going to be really good, I think.
And then Penn State, Ohio State's a pretty good one, though. But Penn State, 9 overtimes, you still can't hit the over?
I know. And the thing is, with Penn State, what's crazy is they always have that letdown game. They always, every year they have that big letdown game against a team they should beat, and they end up losing in a stunning fashion like that.
You know, our luck would have been, we had the over, and that would be like, dude, we're still all right. These overtimes, let's keep, and there's still.
I know. But I don't like the new overtime rules. I hate the overtime rules where it's just 2-point conversion.
Yeah, that was weird. That's weird.
Because 9 overtimes and the final score is, what, 17-19 or something?
Yeah.
You figure they're scoring touchdowns going for the 2-point, but.
Yeah, I know, man.
Whatever. But yeah, I think I don't know what's going to happen with Cincy. I don't think Oklahoma is that good. I think if Ohio State can beat Penn State, they might sneak in. They still have Ohio State versus Michigan at the end of the year. That's going to be the game.
But what if Oregon wins out? Oregon be like, dude, they lost to Stanford, but dude, they beat Ohio State. So you can't put, I don't know.
They need a lot of help in front of them. Again, it's East Coast bias, dude. There's no love for the Pac-12.
I agree. Now that we're on the Pac-12, dude, you see Palmer came out. Let's say Tomlin. Tomlin's not going to. Remember, he just said the teams now. No, I think he just – I don't know why he mentioned Tomlin's name, but he's not going to leave Pittsburgh to – I still think Franklin, maybe.
I think it's just a rumor.
Yeah, it's just – Franklin, I could see – do you see Jeff Fisher, maybe?
Really? Where's he at? Isn't he retired?
I think he's just chilling.
Yeah. How long has he been out of the game? I mean, I remember him with freaking Tennessee.
But, dude, I think you mentioned it. I know it's SoCal. Do you still think it's the best job one of the best jobs of all time? No, I don't think USC's. I don't know.
I don't think all time, but I mean,
it's a great job, obviously. Yeah. But I don't think it's good as what it was. I don't know.
Even though they're down right now and they've been down for a couple of years now, they are still the dominant school on the West Coast. Yeah, Oregon has their flashes, and Oregon's been great, and Washington's been good here and there, and Stanford, you know, it's still University of Southern Cal. You know,
and especially in LA, after Dodgers Lakers, they might be third most popular team in LA, right?
They very easily could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can see it.
Yeah, so you're right. No, it's an amazing job. But I just
don't forget about the Sparks.
You mean what about Galaxy?
Hey, Galaxy.
Hey, Kings, little hockey talk, dude. Kings, they were struggling, huh?
They're struggling, but again, I think it's early. I think
it's too early. The hockey and NBA, it's so hard to talk about at the beginning because everything.
But, they played St. Louis tough. I mean, the score didn't really, you know, show. I know
it was
0-0
going into the third, right?
And then it just floodgates opened up.
We got to hit a game and do a live rally shots at the Kings game, bro.
Not down. Good $22 shot at Staples Center. Let's do it. Sign me up.
Is that how much they are?
Who knows? But. All right, we are still tied 121-121 in a minute left to go in overtime. So,
all right, let's see what happens in this game, and then we end the pod. Anything else? What other sports? Any big sports stuff? What's the?
I think it's now the Dodgers are out. Got a little lull here, but I think we'll be back later this week with our action picks. Maybe we'll get a celebrity guest picker on. We'll see how that goes.
Any soccer talk? Nothing.
Nothing really. Midweek, no Champions League this week. I think we got it next week. So a little midweek. We got to see live update still. We're top of the seventh. Atlanta is still up 5-1. So they're trying to put that thing to bed.
I like it.
I saw Minter in the game. He was lights out.
Dude.
Untouchable, really.
Yeah. Who's the other guy who's lights, dude?
Matt Sick.
Yeah, that top of the seventh, dude. I probably would have struck out too, but dude, could someone hit it in play? God. Souza Jr., that's your boy. That is your boy.
No. I said two podcasts ago, I don't understand why he's on the roster. And you and Danny D were basically like, oh, well, he's on the roster to hit the lefties. I was like, dude, no, he shouldn't be on the roster.
And he went down looking. You can't go down. Oh, my gosh.
Get the bat off your shoulders. What did the Little League coach tell you? Level swing.
Level swing,
legend.
Man.
That guy's a legend.
We need to get him on the pod.
What time is it? It's 8:05 right now. I think his ribeye just got brought to him at the bar. I think he's just sitting down for the ribeye right now.
Oh, my God.
He finished the calamari. That was about 2 hours ago. Then an hour ago, he had the ahi.
He's now on his fifth.
He should be on the ribeye, yeah.
What's he get, the whiskey? What's he get, whiskey?
He gets a little cognac. He gets a little cognac with his Topo Chico in the wine glass.
Oh, man.
Legend.
Level swing, bro. Level swing.
I want to know what his cholesterol is. That's what I want to know.
we just took the lead, Lakers.
Hold on, I need live updates here. Up by 247 seconds. The Lakers got the ball back too. And Russ came up big, up by 4.
Nice.
Russ drove it to the hole.
Dude, just do that every 4. Time.
Spurs miss. Lakers got the ball. It's a big possession right here. Let's go. Let's get this win. 30 seconds left. Spurs got no time. They got 2 timeouts. Let's go. Russ passes the AD. AD at the top of the key. Pivots. Goes for the jump shot. 3. Misses it. Spurs rebound. I can do this for a living. Oh, stripped. That's game. Stripped. He lost it. Lakers are going to run out the clock. 5 seconds left. They're not Lakers fouling. Win. Game over. Lakers win.
2-3. Oh, no. 2-2 now. 2-2, right?
2-2. We're at 500.
Back to 500. We're at 500. We're back. Oh, man. There we go. We got to, like we said, we should go on a big, not a big win streak, but like maybe 5 in a row because we're playing dog shit teams.
Hopefully, let's do it.
Hopefully LeBron comes back. Dodgers, hell of a season. Love you guys next year, right?
I mean, see you next year, Dodgers.
And go Braves.
Right? Go Braves. Seriously, let's go.
Rosario, Lakers 500. Rosario, I don't hate you, but that was cruel what you did to us.
Very cruel. I respect you, though. I respect you. Just wouldn't pitch to you. That's how much I respect you. I wouldn't pitch to you.
Well, I was also thinking that. I was like, walk him, but then you can't walk him for Freeman. Then Freeman hits a Jackie, you know.
I know. Then you got Albies, then you got Riley.
Yeah,
then,
so you can't walk.
Pick guys. Your poison.
The main thing of what happened is that it was 2 outs and Buehler walks Darno, dude. And then that was the key. You can't walk the catcher.
Mm-mm. No, not you need those outs.
No. Whatever.
That's in the past.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
In the past. All right,
bro. Thursday we'll be back.
Action at the urinal coming.
Yes, sir. All right, man.
All right.
Later.